Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. Spring is in the air. Birds are singing. It's a warm day.
This weather is incredible.
It is.
I mean, we're getting the occasional sprinkle, but that's all right.
Yeah, but you just never know. Monday, I slipped in the ice in my yard because it froze and fell down. So
yeah, well, Sunday, we had a crazy hailstorm at my house. So you never know.
Yeah.
Like an inch of, it looked like snow, but it wasn't.
Springtime in the Rockies.
Gotta love it. And you know what, Sheriff, that brings me to a really quick point. We have other things we want to talk about, but this is a very important one. This is the time of year we need to start preparing for floods.
Yeah, it is. This is the time to get ready. You're make sure your gutters are pointed where they need to go. Make sure that your window wells are, you know, protected from water. You know, if you have to sandbag, now's the time. Don't wait till the water's here.
Right. Well, you know what, Sheriff? Last week when I spoke to you, you guys were gearing up for a very important drill. Let's talk about how it went.
You know, it went fabulous. So we had, we invited all the local agencies to participate in our drill at the high school. It was an active shooter drill. We had pretty good turnout, and we understand you're not going to get everybody to come to training every time. We had pretty good turnout. We had APMP there, Highway Patrol wasn't there. APMP was there, Price City Police was there, Carbon County Sheriff's Office was there. That was pretty much law enforcement. We had ambulance and fire and the hospital all involved. It went very well. We were working on our tactics this time, so we didn't do it while there were kids in school in session, but we did have kids there to help us with it. There was quite a few of them, actually, but it went super. We found that we can communicate well. We found that we work together well, and now we're ready to do another one when school is in session and see how it works with all the chaos of that.
You know, I think that with anything in life, it doesn't matter what it is, you're going to have people either for it or against it, regardless. This is one of those instances where the people that are against you guys performing these drills and trying to work out all your kinks, we need to see the silver lining here. It is far better to have these drills and have the knowledge and the experience and know exactly if in the event of an active shooter at a school, you guys can go in, you know exactly what's going to happen, what you need to do, rather than going in blind. I am a strong believer that these drills are very beneficial.
They are, and they pay off in many different ways as well. I mean, the schools are a captive audience, and we want our kids to know this can happen. You know, and we pray that it never does, and we hope that it never does, and the odds are good that it may never happen. But we want to be ready if it does. But we also want to be ready for any major venue that we're at. I mean, we might be at Walmart. We might be at the hospital. We might be at a concert at the fairgrounds. All these areas could be similar to what it is at the high school. So the training we gain from that is invaluable. It's amazing what we can get from doing that training. Plus, again, I want to let our kids know this can happen. Be thinking of what would I do? You know, that's how you solve these problems in your own mind is if this happens, I'm going to do this, this, or this. You know, and you have a plan, you have an idea. If they have no idea it could ever happen and they have no plan, how can you expect success out of that? You know, it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, having a backup plan in your own mind for years, I've always done that. And I have been told by people, you're paranoid. You're always stressed out about things that will never happen. But if it does, I know what I'm doing.
I do that in every walk of life. If I'm driving down the road and see a weird load of stuff ahead of me, I think, if that falls off, what are my escape routes? Where would I go from here? Would I go left? Would I go right? Are there cars around me right now? You know, it's just you're a step ahead if you're thinking that way. You need to be like that.
Oh, for sure. Well, Sheriff, you had mentioned that this drill will be happening again next school year. So, you know, there'll be plenty of notice. Everyone will know what's going to be going on. And just like this last one, we gave the community plenty of notice and they knew if we see a lot of activity going on at the high school, this is why.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I want the public to understand this because we do get a little bit of critique of, well, you did this and this. And in the real life, it would be, we're cramming days worth of investigation into minutes for these drills just so we can get through the protocols of here's what we do for this, this, and this. One thing that we learned on this one that I think is great is my role at the high school would be to be inside the building to direct resources inside the building, and we haven't really done that before. And then we'd still need our outside command post. So we used a unified approach this time. I was inside directing resources inside. I had Captain Barnes outside with emergency management, Whitney and Justin directing resources outside. And then we would also have someone at the hospital directing resources there as well. And it worked so slick. It was amazing how much smoother it went doing it that way.
Right. And you know, another huge part of doing these drills is to work on the camaraderie, the working together of all of these different law enforcement entities.
Well, and it shows your capabilities, your strengths, your weaknesses, what we need to work on, what we're very, very good at, what we can train other agencies on. You know, that's what we're looking for out of that. And that's why we wanted all police agencies to be involved. And they will be as time goes. They'll be more, you know, more able to be involved. It's just this one, there was lots going on.
So. Oh, for sure. Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd appreciate you. I appreciate you coming into the studios and giving us an update.
It's awesome. One quick thing I want to throw out there. Argyle Road. I was in Argyle this week looking for some people. The Argyle Road is not open all the way through. You cannot get all the way to Indian Canyon on the Argyle Road. Bruin Point through Dry Canyon is also that way. I'm thinking a lot of the higher passes are that way. Just keep that in mind in your travels. There was a gentleman I talked to up in Argyle that's been pulling cars out all spring, and he says, you know, they think their GPS says they can get through here. They can't get through.
Right.
So just know that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there is still a lot of snow in many of the high country. So steer clear and be prepared. If you do get stuck, you need to be prepared.
And those areas, there's no cell service. So
no. Yeah, you're going to be walking for a bit before you get a signal.
You're going to be walking and you're going to be, hopefully, you're prepared.
Well, Sheriff, again, thanks so much for coming on in. That has been another Castle Country Focus. You can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.